I'm starting to see it like slow down, which around this time each morning is when I think people are all getting up, they're getting on their phones, they're getting on their computers, and it slows everything down.
You need to get faster internet, man. You need to upgrade.
Anyway. Chris Harry just said it's the operator. No, Chris, it's not my fault. I swear to God. You shut up. Anyway, we got to get to it. It is the Plan B Morning Show, and it is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local school, restaurant, store, or plant, and they're growing, and they want to grow with you. Hit them up, Specialite. Your topic for today, if you could choose a sixth sense, what would it be? All right. We got our taste. We got our smell. We got our sight. We got our hearing. We got touch. What's number six if you could have a sixth sense?
You get sense anytime somebody talks trash about you.
Hey! I heard you, man.
Whoa, that's weird. Does he really know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You bastard.
You
come on,
bastard.
Man.
Mom, I can hear you.
Right.
Jeez.
I don't know. Maybe that would be bad, though, because I think a lot of people talk trash nowadays, and it would almost be depressing, wouldn't it?
Maybe. Or you could, you know, you could learn what you're doing wrong that people don't like about you. Maybe.
It's very true.
I don't know. My sixth sense would be knowing what exactly my wife is upset about.
It's impossible. That's not a sense. You can't get that sense. That's way too far-fetched.
That's too far-fetched. Ooh, my wifey sense is tingling. I wonder what I did. Now I can figure it out. I can figure it out.
Yeah, they're always mustarding something up in the old brain, the old noggin, huh? Something's wrong.
Like,
damn,
like
you
now.
Wait, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, now the only thing I can go by is when she kind of like sighs loudly for no reason. It's like, all right, that sigh came out of nowhere. Okay. All right. What are you upset about? What did I do?
Mine is when I talk to her, she just doesn't respond. She just keeps looking at whatever she's looking at. I'm like, oh, God.
she gives you the silent treatment. But see, now we know. With the sixth sense, we would know. Exactly. All right.
You could fix it right away, and she would be amazed.
Yeah. Like, see, honey, I know you.
He does know.
This is perfect. He knows he cares. It'd be simple. Or, you know, ladies could just tell us what they're mad about. That would be easy, too.
Be
then
nice.
We wouldn't need it.
You know?
Then I could use my sixth sense on something cooler and fun.
You should know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Well, if I have to tell you, then you don't know. Yeah, I know I don't know. You should tell me.
It's always something that happened like 6 years ago. Like, how was I supposed to know that? That was 6 years ago.
I didn't even know you back then. This is insane.
It's digging up the past, for God's sake.
What are you, an archaeologist over there?
Yeah, paleontologist over here just digging up. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that would be my sixth sense. I wish I could use it for something cool, like knowing where all the fish are. Like, I could sense the fish, but no, instead I got to use it to find out what exactly my wife is mad about. Let's take a quick break. Get to our Facebook page, WIRX Facebook page. You can comment out there. We got some great answers. We want to hear yours. If you could choose a sixth sense, what would it be? We'll be back in a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.
Bad stuff, man.
Devin WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 7:49, Brock, Hunter.
Dude, it's like 80 degrees out right now.
It's unseasonably warm. I don't think it's going to last, though.
It's not going to last. I was hoping my phone showed a little sun today. Yeah, it's going to be a nice Friday. And then I look ahead and I'm like, no.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
Yeah, well, John Denver ain't around because there ain't going to be no sunshine. That's for sure.
And John Denver's full of crap, man. Anyway, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. If you could choose a sixth sense, what would it be? Got some awesome answers on Facebook. Rick said, to know when I need to shut my mouth.
Nice.
Especially when talking to my significant other. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think just in general, I think a lot of people could use that sixth sense.
That one's actually reachable. You could probably end up having that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Nah, it's impossible. Let's all admit. It's impossible.
Let's see. Brian said, when I could find out if your girl was going to have bipolar crazy moment. I don't know. I think you can kind of see it. I don't know if you need a full sixth sense for that. Yeah. You know, you can kind of tell when the lady's about ready to snap. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife, like I said earlier, she just gets quiet. Yeah. And you just, okay, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, yeah. Just get out of there.
Let it cool down.
Billy said to be able to others' thoughts at any time. I think Billy was drunk when he wrote that. I think he meant read thoughts. I think he needs a sixth sense for typing. That's what he needs.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Blake said his sixth sense would be universal language. Hear someone speak an unfamiliar language and just naturally understand what they're saying. That'd be a pretty cool sixth sense.
It'd be a cool sixth sense. And like, that's another one that's not unattainable.
No. Yep. Well, right now you can just open up Google Translate and have someone talking to it. But don't they have that like little earpiece that like automatically?
The military is using it for a while, and it's just like I think it's a device that just goes on your shoulder, and what it does is like if they're in other countries and they're talking to people, it translates it right there in real time for them. It's pretty awesome.
That's crazy. That's crazy, and it's just going to get faster. You know, It's amazing. If I could have had that in Spanish class when I was in high school, oh my god, dude.
Well, there you go. That's Elon Musk is working on that. That Neuralink thing. Yeah. Eventually, they'll just be able to upload Chinese into your brain.
It's crazy. That's
crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts. It's like the Matrix, dude.
this is crazy. Let's see. Richard said his sixth sense would be mind control. That's usually what evildoers say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're going to end up on the X-Men, dude.
Yeah, on the bad side. You're going to be on the bad side.
One. That's a good side.
Robert said his sixth sense would be lie detection. Other Robert said lottery number precognition. That's a good one. But
you'd only need it once.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's all you need. You need it for once because after a while, winning just becomes boring, doesn't it? Like, I'm tired of winning, you know?
Well, yeah, if you already have a couple billion dollars, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Aaron's sixth sense is telepathy. I think we're getting more into superpowers than we are sixth sense. I mean, maybe it counts as the same thing. It counts as the same thing. See, because like Dana said, talk to animals.
Pretty cool.
I like that, but if we're going to do sixth sense like me, I could be like, I could sense when my dog's about ready to take a duker in the house. I'm like, all right, no, get out. Get out.
Dude, that would be an amazing thing if you could communicate with animals.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Come to me, jungle friends.
Come to me, jungle friends. If I could talk to I don't know if I want to talk to my cat. I'd probably get rid of it. Murder. That's all I would be thinking.
Your cat's a dick. So, you don't want to be able to talk to him, man.
I just want to bite that ankle so bad.
Hunter gets that sixth sense, and he's like, oh, my God, I can tell what my cat is thinking. And then the whole time he's like, I can't wait for you to die so I can eat you. Just die already. Like,
really is
cat.
Trying to murder me, yeah. Really is.
That's all your cat's waiting for you to do, just die so he can start eating at your toes.
Jeez, dude. Get out of here, damn cat.
All right, anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Plan B Morning Show in just a bit. Meow.
Rock 100.